So a UN inquiry verifies that Israel's systemic use of sexual reproductive violence, silence, no longer an option. So recently they were trying to revive the old October 7th lies about the Hamas using sexual violence that got debunked roundly. That was a horrible article that was published in the New York Times, written by people who aren't journalists, written by paid propagandists, and it all got exposed. And even the AP and lots of places apologized for the coverage and admitted it was not right. Well, because we've showed you before video. I hate covering this stuff, but I have to cover it. A recent UN paper titled "More Than a Human Can Bear" uncovers harrowing accounts of sexual, reproductive, and other forms of gender-based violence committed by Israeli forces and settlers against Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank since October 7th. So that's what's really happening. So that's why all these fake, recently, most just happened again. They came out with these fake, and my good friend Piers Morgan breathlessly repeats those bullshit propaganda about Hamas and of course, to take the eye off of what's happening. The UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry documented cases of such violence against male and female detainees in over 10 military and Israeli prison service facilities, exposing systematic sexual abuse, including rape. Systematic. In the thread are some of the report's most chilling findings. And here's the report. Israel's systematic sexual violence against Palestinian men and women, UN Commission's harrowing findings. A paper published by the UN Independent Commission on Inquiry on the Occupied, the commission examined Israel's systematic use of sexual violence, including rape, against Palestinian men and women. The paper presented testimonies from victims who shared harrowing accounts of assault by Israeli forces. Following our excerpts, so here's some excerpts. The commission has determined that detainees were routinely subjected to sexual abuse and harassment, and that threats of sexual assault and rape were directed at detainees or their female family members. This is again, the exact thing that they say Hamas was doing. This is what they're doing. The commission received information about detainees being forced to undress and lie on top of each other while subjected to verbal abuse and forced to curse their mothers. Sounds like what we did to Abu Ghraib, to the prisoners in Abu Ghraib. Do you remember that? They made them all take their clothes. And then, of course, nobody got in trouble for that except the lowest level person possible. It wasn't Dick Cheney. It wasn't George Bush. It wasn't Donald Rumsfeld. It wasn't any of the people who ordered this to happen. One detainee was subjected to an attempted rape with a carrot in the anus in front of the other detainees. I think that would have been the part that I highlighted, but so be it. In the at least two cases documented by the commission, victims needed medical treatment and or surgery due to the injuries caused by rape. In one case, a detained Palestinian man was raped after he was transferred from Ofer prison to SD Taman detention facility. Now, there's videos of some of this stuff. They have legit videos. They took me into an interrogation room and suspended me by my arms behind my back. My toes barely touched the floor. A male guard inserted a metal stick in my penis on several occasions, about 20 times in total. I started bleeding. The pain was excruciating, but the humiliation was worse. That was a Palestinian detainee. The commission received reports that Dr. Adnan Al-Bursh, the head of the orthopedic department at the El Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, was subjected to sexual violence in an Israeli prison prior to his death in Israel custody. Al-Bursh died at Ofer prison in April after 4 months in an Israeli prison, allegedly due to the mistreatment he endured during his captivity. From Al Jazeera, everything is legitimate. Israeli leaders defend soldiers accused of rape. Here's Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is desperate for sexual violence to have taken place against Israelis and will go as far as using a known Zionist propagandist to make the claim, but will completely ignore the hundreds of reports and evidence showing Israelis perpetrated such violence. Here's Israeli soldiers accused of raping 11-year-olds. Allegation erodes public respect for armed forces, 17 military personnel and 5 civilians questions. And here's all the headlines. 17 Israeli soldiers investigated in rape case. Israeli soldiers attempted to rape Palestinian teenagers. Israeli army officer convicted of raping Palestinian women. Israel soldiers and settlers blindfold, beat, urinate, and it gets worse. IDF soldier raped a female comrade, gets 5.5 years and rape a female comrade. 3 Israeli soldiers charged with raping, sodomizing female comrade. You see that? Okay. Soldier kills herself after reporting she was raped. Now Israel reprobes suspicious of negligence. IDF general indicted for rape and indecent acts. It seems like this is a pattern inside the Israeli armed forces. Palestinian victims seek new trial against Israeli officer accused of rape. Probe reveals senior IDF officer lured minors online. Female IDF soldiers were raped and sex trafficked in an Israel prison. I have some questions, big questions. Female IDF soldiers were pimped to terror inmates, prison commander says. So this is the stuff that the U.S. media is not going to highlight. They're not going to talk about the rape. They rape and then they lie. They have Mia Shem in the report where they claim Hamas committed sexual violence. She was the woman who claimed a Hamas member tried to rape her with his eyes. But when she went back to Israel, she was actually drugged and raped by her Israeli Jewish Zionist fitness instructor. So that's what's happening. Also, the people who are reporting this are, of course, Trump recently sank. I'm going to talk about this in a minute, but Trump recently sanctioned the UN rapporteur on Israel-Gaza because she's telling the truth about what Israel's doing. She's telling the truth about the high-tech companies being making profits off the genocide happening in Gaza. This is all happening right out in the open. And the thing is, most people are against this. Even Republicans under 50 years old, not on board with Israel doing this. Not on board with Israel. So again, this is another example of you don't live in a democracy. You live in an oligarchy ruled by the powerful, the military-industrial complex, the APEC lobby. The APEC lobby has way more influence in our Congress than our labor unions do, that's for sure. They have way more influence than you do as a voter. So that's what this is about. Again, you don't live in a democracy, and Donald Trump is going to cover this up. Donald Trump is not going to talk about this because he's owned by the APEC lobby also. Donald Trump is compromised. We see him compromised with the Epstein files, completely compromised. His whole administration's compromised. And why are they compromised over Epstein? Well, because that has to do with Israel. And again, once again, the APEC lobby controls them. So this is all about Israel first. This is not about United States first. This is not America first. And, it's nice to see loud voices in the MAGA movement speak out against Trump's putting Israel first instead of America first. And Trump is wrecking his own. By the way, most people were against that big, beautiful bill, too. So he's doing the same thing. He's giving tax breaks to billionaires and millionaires. He's cutting health care for people. He's exploding the military budget. This is the exact opposite things. He won't audit the Fed. He won't audit the Pentagon. All that DOGE stuff, that was all a ruse. We were all suckered. I got suckered. I thought that was real. I thought Elon Musk and what they were actually going to do something. That's why maybe you see Elon Musk screaming at the top of his lungs because he feels like he was against Donald Trump now because he feels like he was used because he was. Hey, come see us on tour. We're going to be in Toronto, Red Bank, New Jersey, Northampton, Massachusetts, Concord, New Hampshire, Oxnard, California, Rutherford, New Jersey, New York, Edmonton, Calgary, and Vancouver. Go to JimmyDore.com for a link for tickets.